Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on in Santa Monica, and this is the Margaret Report. We're going to talk today about Hollywood and Liam Neeson and what happened to him there in upstate New York. Huh, Margaret?
Oh, Phil, it was really something that I think had a lot of us catching our breath, because Liam was involved in a very serious accident. I am really looking at this as probably a microcosm of a bigger problem in Hollywood. We have a terribly, terribly creative young generation of actors and actresses, and I don't know whether we're taking care of them.
How so? Are we supposed to take care of them, or are we supposed to just go watch their movies? Because Mr. Neeson was on a motorcycle.
Well, you know, Phil, it's not really about Liam Neeson's motorcycle accident. It's about a lot of things. I'm looking at a very, very bright young crop of new stars. These are our actors and our artists, and we need to create an environment for them that is going to enhance their craft. And when you look at a Russell Crowe or a Katie Holmes or Christina Ricci or Reese Witherspoon or beautiful Hilary Swank, these are great young stars who need to have ensured that they're all going to have the look they need to express themselves, the tools they need to express themselves, and I don't see it happening. I don't see us supporting these people.
And well, give me an example. You were talking about Liam Neeson getting into a motorcycle accident, but you're also talking about the look of a lot of these stars.
A lot of these people, the camera, Phil, puts 30 pounds on you, number one. Now, this is something that I would never, ever, and I mean this very, very seriously, I would never suggest this for anyone in the private sector. But I think for our young actors, heroin is a drug that, and again, Phil...
Oh, wait a minute, you're talking about heroin, right?
Yes, now hear me out, because I know this is controversial.
This is a drug that's killed a lot of people?
Please hear me out.
All right.
Heroin does take a lot of weight off of these young people. It is their drug of choice, Phil.
Oh, come on, Margaret. You're talking about...
Phil, you're not going to stop these young people from using it. I'm saying channel it in a way that will enable them to do their very best work. And right now, a lot of them are worried about their weight. And if they're allowed to access heroin and to use it and mainline smack, they're going to keep an awful lot of weight off.
And so in order for them to keep weight off, you want them...
The camera, Phil, adds 30 pounds. Heroin is very bad, but it has its good effects. And one of the great effects about heroin is it helps you lose weight. I'm telling you, Phil, I know a lot of these young stars. They battle trying to keep the weight off. Heroin has been able to keep the weight off of a lot of these young people. I think it's something we need to consider for our actors. Our actors and our artists who need our help. Okay? I can hear the silence there, Phil.
Well, I'm stunned that you would advocate legalizing...
No, I did not say legalizing.
Well, then what do you mean? Giving heroin?
I mean giving heroin to that select group of artists in Hollywood, our actors who need our support. You know, to bother them about things like legalities, that's important because these young people need to learn responsibility. But don't go overboard with this. They have careers. And sometimes there are priorities.
And well, I'm still shaking my head a little bit. You want to be able to give young actors in Hollywood the chance to shoot heroin so that they can keep the weight off. And
I think there is a medicinal usage for keeping the weight off. And I think it's smack like a prescription drug. Only actors get the prescription.
And well, all right. Well, what about an average guy? You know, I'm battling a weight problem. I have a terrible weight problem. I'm about 50 pounds overweight.
And I don't think you'd qualify.
Why not?
Because you're not an actor.
All right. So this is only...
This would only be something available by prescription to actors to allow them to shoot junk, lose weight, and then be able to do their movies and their TV shows so that we can see them.
But Phil Hendry, who's battling a weight problem, I don't get to shoot up smack.
Phil, I really want you to get this. And
well, I'm trying to get it. I really am trying to get it. I don't get to shoot junk, but Reese Witherspoon does. Is that it?
I'm not saying her specifically. I'm saying all of our great young stars who are battling a weight problem, let them have access to heroin. You're not in front of a camera, Phil. They are.
All right. Well, okay, now you're answering my question. Because I do a radio show and because they're in front of a camera.
Because they're in front of a camera, yes. They need the mule. They need the junk mule. And they need Mr. H to help them keep that weight off and keep it off successfully.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us, advocating allowing actors, young actors. Are we talking about any actors?
No, I'm talking about the crop of fine young stars.
So what if an actor goes in with a Screen Actors Guild card and says, I'm an actor, I'd like a prescription for heroin? And
well, he'd have to be one of the young moneymakers. So he'd have to say, for instance, I'm an actor, my name is, for instance, Richard Grieco, or I am Russell Crowe, something like that.
I mean,
it's revolutionary, I know that, Phil, but we really need to support our actors. Now, if the pharmacist doesn't recognize him or her, I don't know what to say. They don't get the smack. Because
well, wait a minute. Russell Crowe walks into a pharmacy and says, here's my prescription for heroin, and if the pharmacist didn't see Gladiator...
What do you want them to do, Phil? Do you want them to...
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if the guy is Russell Crowe, doesn't he deserve his heroin to keep his weight off?
I don't know what... I don't know... These are things...
I mean, if you're going to have a program like that, these are the things that you have to, to delineate and things you have to figure out.
Absolutely, Phil. And that I'm willing to discuss. But I'm simply saying we need to get more heroin to our young actors for this particular problem because it is something they'll use and it is something they'll enjoy.
All right, point two.
Point two, I think we've all seen, Phil, and I have been on the phone all afternoon to upstate New York and to their state patrol. Liam Neeson was involved, as I'm sure you have all heard, in a terrible motorcycle accident.
Yes, we did hear about it, and we thank God he's all right.
Yeah, he broke his pelvis in two places. Apparently, he hit a deer, Phil, and I thank God that something more serious didn't happen to this wonderful, wonderful actor, because the hayseeds in upstate New York aren't aware of the fact that Mr. Neeson is living in the area, and they have done nothing to clear the area of the deer, raccoon, and the assorted raccoons. And I really think when you stop to consider the number of great actors and our great young performers that live there, James Earl Jones, who's not young, but Eddie Murphy and these, I want to know why these hayseeds in upstate New York did not have an animal control officer clear out much of the deer and the antelope and the wild boar, because Mr. Neeson, Mary Tyler Moore, or Eddie Murphy could be seriously hurt in trying to avoid hitting a raccoon on a motorcycle. And deer are absolute vermin. And
deer?
Absolutely, Phil. They carry typhus, rheumatoid arthritis, plague, Lyme disease. There is the deer tick, and these are the deer. And to think these filthy creatures almost took Liam from us. That's what I'm asking about in upstate...
All right, you've got a couple of things going on here. You want more heroin for young actors in an upstate New York. Liam Neeson, and we are very grateful that he's not hurt, but Liam Neeson ran into a deer.
And I don't understand how the hicks up there...
Well, I don't think it does any good to call people hicks. The police up there and whoever is in charge of the wildlife up there, I'm sure they know their jobs. What are you asking?
What I'm telling you is that Hollywood almost lost a great one in Liam Neeson. He broke his pelvic bone, and with a fractured pelvis, that eliminates part of his sexuality because the pelvis cannot be rotated or thrust the way American women are begging for it. Now, I want to know why, and you know the American women are begging for Liam Neeson to thrust it and to rotate it in a lot of those films. Why weren't these raccoon and other animals cleared out of the general area of where he rides? Liam, darling, if you're listening to this program, come home to Los Angeles. Come home to L.A., because those hayseeds...
All right, I don't see that we're proving a point by calling them hayseeds, all right?
I think they could have done better by Liam Neeson.
All right. Margaret Gray on the line with us here from Santa Monica. Liam Neeson, she thinks, was endangered by the animal control authorities in upstate New York. They should have cleared all the wild animals out of the area where he lives. And also, she's talking about the heroin chic that has hit Hollywood, and that, yes, some actors should be allowed to use heroin to help keep the weight off. 1-800-449, she admits it's a controversial program, but nonetheless, that's what she's proposed. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Margaret Gray is with us from her home in Santa Monica. Nationally syndicated columnist talking about heroin chic. You know, heroin is a dangerous drug that has killed a lot of people. She thinks that in some limited instances, heroin should be made available to Hollywood actors who want to lose weight, but only them. And I imagine you need to control this substance somehow, Margaret, from it turning into a bad addiction, right?
Well, Phil, it makes our actors happy, and yes, I don't want to see these kids get sick, but by the same token, I don't want to see them. They are our stars, and for them to go on the screen out of shape and overweight, we need them to shoot heroin and keep the weight off. Now, with Liam Neeson...
With Liam Neeson now, you want to make sure that they clear all of the deer out of the surrounding area around his house so he won't get killed. But for the same reason...
Because, again, Phil, he's one of our great stars. We almost lost Liam. Because, again, someone who hugs trees in upstate New York values a deer more than the man that brought us Oscar Schindler. More than the man who brought us the wonderful character from Star Wars, Qui-Gon Jinn. More than the man who brought us so many memorable characterizations down through the years. They want to hug trees. Liam Neeson almost ate deer for dinner last night and died.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. Margaret, for
yes.
you to talk about giving the actors, the young actors, the opportunity to have drugs? What are you talking about? That's idiotic.
No, I'm talking about a limited number of actors.
It doesn't matter what you're talking about.
Heroin.
You're simply provocating the opportunity for young people to use drugs.
Just a limited group of them who
it
are.
It doesn't
actors
matter.
Limited.
I don't
no,
care
yes,
if it's
matter.
One.
Yes, it
I don't care
matter.
If it's one or if it's five or if it's ten.
Are you familiar
That's
with
idiotic.
Heroin?
Idiotic.
Are you familiar with heroin?
Yes, I am. And I've seen what it does.
All right, then you know it can also take a lot of weight off.
I understand that, but then,
right.
you know, you're trying to promote, or you're wanting to promote the young actors to have them give them the capability of having
a
green card.
That a limited
simply,
number. Yes,
it doesn't
a
matter.
Limited
Listen
number
to what
of
I'm
them
saying.
Get to go
Listen
into
to what I'm saying. If
only,
if you're a columnist,
I would only allow Reese Witherspoon and Russell Crowe to shoot
and
heroin.
And is a critic. What about your Johnny Weissmuller? What about your John Wayne, your Audie Murphy, your Esther Williams? Those people didn't use drugs?
As far as you know.
Okay.
I have it
as
on good account
you know.
That
Correct.
Johnny Weissmuller
but then,
was
you know,
doing a bag of that stuff a day. But that's just that's a rumor.
Okay. Again.
I think that our young stars and our actors need to be given an atmosphere that is comforting and is creative.
But no, hey,
and if they can shoot smack...
Hey,
and
but that's what
better.
Life's about. That's what life's about. If you want to work for something, you've got to work at it. Everything's freebie now. Everybody's on a fast ride. Everybody's looking for a fast way to get places.
What about the medicinal use of heroin and morphine?
Morphine
wrong with that.
Is used. Morphine is used
morphine.
To control pain.
Yes, I want our
okay.
young actors
morphine
to be allowed
used
to use
to control
morphine.
Pain. Are these actors in pain?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
When they're
yes.
in front of a
yes,
movie
they're
camera,
in psychic pain.
In front of the light.
They're in emotional
making
pain.
Making anywhere from
yes.
$500,000
yes.
to $11 million.
I want
to talking about your
Phil,
your
I want to answer
stars.
That question. I
are they're in
answer,
pain when they're
I want to answer
check?
That question, Phil.
All right, go ahead. Answer the question.
The answer is they're in deep emotional pain, and they need to shoot morphine. Well, do you realize that Tom Cruise took a $5 million hit to do Magnolia? He should be shooting morphine daily as a result of that, and yet he doesn't. I think he should be allowed to.
And what's the purpose of them giving them a green card to use drugs? What's
so that they won't be in pain and they'll look good.
Well,
oh, man.
What they need
you
to
ought
do
to, you want to let Tom Cruise shoot morphine?
Yes.
If they're in pain, then they ought to get out of the business.
All right. Thank you, and I agree. I think there is a certain amount of emotional toughness you got to have.
What about our great young stars, Phil, putting on 30 pounds? The camera adds another 30. My God. Are you hearing yourself? You don't want them to be able to shoot smack?
Gee, I guess I...
Bela Lugosi, one of the all-time greats, was a morphine user. Okay? I rest my case.
All right. Peabody on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just really puzzled by her advocating of the heroin. Why do we look at
our
actors?
Well, this is Hollywood, and these are things that are needed by a lot of our stars.
They're people. They're someone's daughter or son, someone's mother or father, and just because you think that the camera, well, that they have some
right,
significance
right.
to our...
I know these people. I spend time with them.
And I just can't believe they would want to do something like that.
I work in Hollywood. Believe me, many of our young actors would love to shoot heroin and morphine and shoot it between their toes because it helps them, you know, it...
Helps them do what? Lose weight?
A lot of things. Deal with Hollywood. Liam Neeson would have been well off to shoot some morphine before he took that fateful motorcycle ride.
You're crazy.
Why am I crazy? I think
Liam Neeson should have shot...
Physical and psychological problems.
Well, I'm talking about a guy.
Nausea, panic, insomnia.
Heroin sparks creativity.
For higher doses
no.
of drugs,
heroin.
The same effect.
Oh, go read your physician's desk reference to somebody else. All right, heroin sparks creativity. That's what we're interested in.
All right, here is Wichita on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Margaret.
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Use heroin?
Hi. Excuse me?
Do you use heroin, dear?
No, I've never used it.
All right.
I've tried other things, but I wouldn't go that far because I care about my body.
Well, all right.
Well, your fine young actors that you're talking about, would you rather see them 10 pounds overweight in a role, which would be okay, or would you rather see them dead?
I don't think they're going to die if we meet it out to them in medicinal quantities at the pharmacy.
Well, okay, if it's made available for a few people... It has to be available for everybody. It's a law. It's one of the most deadly drugs
I'll tell
on
you
the
something.
Planet.
There was a
you can't give it to just a few people.
Do you remember the great young artist Johnny Starr? He was a Western actor in the 70s. Do you remember Johnny Starr?
No.
Johnny sniffed glue to help him keep the weight off. He looked wonderful.
And did he die of brain damage?
I don't know where... No, Johnny's not dead. He works... He delivers lunches over at the commissary at one of the studios now. But he looked great.
He's delivering lunches now.
Yes, and he washes cars over there. He got out of the business. Johnny Starr.
Cars?
Yes.
Johnny Starr,
okay.
A Western artist.
Yes.
See how well his career went from doing these drugs and sniffing glue?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that sniffing glue? He's a little slow these days, but he is. what are you talking about?
He's sniffing glue. The guy is washing cars and delivering lunches. So he sniffed glue to keep off the weight, and now he's washing somebody's car.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
In other words, the sniffing... You explain it to her, sir.
Sniffing glue and taking aerosol cans and putting a towel around it and inhaling them, all these things, they do affect your brain over time. It's not good for you.
The great
the blue
Bob
bottle,
Moses.
It's
Bob Moses was a great singer.
It's
he sniffed paint, and he was a great singer. That's what I think
okay.
we should do.
All right. 1-800-44...
I
feel like we're all on
quick.
Glue. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. She's a syndicated columnist out of Santa Monica. She believes that more young actors should have access to heroin to help them keep the weight off so that they're trim and ready for the camera, and they should be allowed to shoot morphine so they can deal with the emotional pain of having to take a pay cut from one film to the next. It sounds goofy, but Margaret is on the line with us. You were talking earlier about Robert Toole, the great romantic lead actor from the 50s.
Robert Toole, Phil, is a great example of what I'm talking about. Robert Toole, who was an astounding leading man in romantic dramas in the 50s, when everybody else was going out to the Brown Derby, when everybody else was breaking for lunch and going to some chic restaurant like Chasen's or the Brown Derby, Robert had a lot of discipline. He would drape a towel over his head and breathe hairspray for the duration of the lunch.
And that did what? I mean,
that helped him keep a very, very physically fit, beautiful, trim physique.
And while everybody's at the Brown Derby, he's got a towel over his head breathing aerosol. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Wow. And you use that as a, you know, that's a...
Phil, a lot of people were going to hell in a handbasket in the 50s. What with the McCarthy investigations and all of the fat actors like Broderick Crawford, Robert Toole stood out, breathing paint, sniffing glue, and sucking aerosol. And he was one of our greats.
Where is he now?
Bob is over at the motion picture home. You didn't know? That's him trimming the hedges out in front near the freeway.
McPherson on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
This is absolutely the most ridiculous thing, other than the umpire. This is the second most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Excuse me, my turn.
If you think that it, in any way, shape, or form, advocating anybody sniffing glue, shooting heroin, is going to control their weight, it's absolutely absurd.
Well, then you
they're
don't know.
They're going to die.
Then you don't know, because they do control their weight that way.
They might control their weight,
yes.
But you don't gain weight when you're dead. They don't all die, but
right.
I guarantee you the vast majority
of people who shoot heroin are on
a one-way track.
Well, how do you guarantee that?
Down.
What do you know about it?
I know that it's a control
Yeah,
substance.
You know what you read in Time magazine and People.
I don't know anything.
Excuse me.
I know that heroin is dangerous.
Well, what personal experience do you have with this?
What personal experience do you have with it?
I know all of these people who do it. Robert Toole. Robert Toole was a friend of mine.
Tell me about your experience.
You don't have any, darling, so don't lecture me, all right?
Well, I'm
Robert
not lecturing
Toole,
you, but you said personal.
I'm
you
telling you about
what personal experience
I'm telling you
I have.
About it.
I have none.
All right, you guys are getting nowhere. You have none, sir. You have an opinion based upon stuff you've read in a newspaper.
Absolutely.
What is your opinion, Margaret?
I know Bob Toole.
Well, what about Bob Toole?
Bob was one of our great actors, and he kept his physique by sucking paint.
Ridiculous.
Why?
Why sucking paint is ridiculous? Because
you know the lies that Nancy Reagan told America about sniffing spot remover?
I don't know whether it's a lie or not.
Well, it's a
lie.
I have
no idea.
If you
I'm talking about
nose,
heroin, and I don't know because I don't have any personal experience.
All right, Robert Toole.
From your admission, you don't
what,
have
who
any
else?
Personal experience.
Who else?
Melissa Jan, one of the great actresses of the 60s. She sniffed Bactine, Roach Killer. She was an astoundingly beautiful woman.
While everybody else was going off and eating at Chasen's, she'd be sniffing Bactine.
Yeah. What do you guys got to say to that?
I think the oxygen to your brain must have taken a detour.
Oh, there we go. You know, every time people don't have a good point to make, they go there.
Ma'am, I have a
All
good
right.
point.
No,
I think
you don't
I have,
have
a good
any.
Point.
Robert Toole was revolutionary. Our young actors need to be recruited into the revolution.
When everybody's going off to the Brown Derby, which doesn't exist anymore, sit there on the set with a towel draped over your head, sniffing aerosol.
That's
you
much
got it.
Better.
That's great. That's fantastic.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Thank you.
Man. Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-449-8686, Virginia Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know what everybody's all upset about.
Well, upset because I just can't believe what I'm hearing. Margaret, do you have any idea what heroin addiction does to a person?
Have you ever been addicted to heroin?
Yes, I have.
Heroin. You have?
Yes, I have.
How long?
4 years.
Well,
do you know? Let me ask you this.
4 years.
Have you ever tried heroin?
Was it good?
Have you ever tried it?
Have I ever tried it?
Yes.
Sniffed some at a party one night.
Oh, one night?
Yeah.
So that's the only time you've ever done it.
Did you like the high?
Ma'am, let me ask you. Do you have any idea what addiction does to the person or to the family? Do you know what people will do when they become addicted to heroin?
Well, see,
what they will steal from their parents.
I look really good, so I don't need heroin.
What's that, ma'am?
I look good, so I don't need heroin.
Oh, so but somebody people, that looks bad needs heroin?
Well, someone who's overweight, that's what I'm talking about.
Well,
believe me, darling,
I mean,
a guy that
a
makes
break.
A guy
you know,
that
I
makes $10 million,
year,
a man that makes $10 million a film doesn't have to steal from his parents.
Ma'am, give
and
me a
I'm
break.
Talking about,
you know what?
I think
I used
Cruise,
it for 4 years, and I gained
I don't
30
think there,
pounds.
I don't think there'd be anything wrong with Tom Cruise using it in limited quantities.
Well, you're off the
wall. Oh, so he's fat?
He could drop a few pounds, yeah.
Yeah, well, what happens is, ma'am, heroin.
Do you know
addict.
Who Dick Mealberg
heroin.
Was?
Please let me finish.
No, do you know who Dick Mealberg was?
Ma'am, let me
Dick
finish.
Dick Mealberg
heroin
used to
addict.
Sniff Clorox bleach.
Heroin. I used to
oh,
run
man.
19 miles a day.
To your
7
to
in
your,
the morning, 5 in the afternoon, 7 at night.
To your connection.
And I started using heroin. You know what I did? I gained 30 pounds because you know why?
Because
you don't
you were
eat
too much.
You don't want to eat. You don't want to do anything. You want to get your fix.
That's why
you
had to start using the good stuff.
And for you to suggest somebody to inject heroin in their system in order to lose weight.
Right. You know what I think you need? I think you needed to use better stuff.
Oh, better stuff. Well,
yeah,
let me tell you this.
The crap you were using out there in Virginia Beach. I'm talking about the Hollywood stuff, which is really good.
Oh, the Hollywood stuff. Well, let me tell you
this. That stuff's good. And
the,
I think
okay,
stuff,
all right. I've
you know,
I've
the really
you know
good stuff,
the good stuff, the bad
good
stuff.
Has
he's
been
snorting.
Killing people.
He was shooting up that crap, you know. And
yeah.
And what you have to do is get the good stuff that people like Melanie Griffith can get.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know,
all right. Well, then call up Melanie Griffith, and we can score off of her. Here's Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Is she using?
I don't know whether she's using or not.
Hello.
But not that brown tar crap. I mean the real good West Coast.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm calling just to
I think
to the
every
lady.
Single person that
is.
I've talked to this hour
but
is a former heroin user. They're
I'm
all
sorry,
just
I'm a
like
biology major at
mellowed
the
out.
Of Florida.
They're
and
all
I just
really
wanted
mellow.
To explain to her that the side effects that I got in from smoking.
All right, you know what? We're all done with this topic. You know what? I got to agree with Margaret, including Margaret. Everybody that's called this hour sounds like they're on junk. Every single solitary caller that we got this hour is a recovering addict. Or sounds like they're on smack right now. Including Margaret. She sounds like she's sniffing glue or whatever the hell it is that she's doing. The good stuff you get from Melanie Griffith. All right, anyway. we're going to load into our last break here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800, by the way, this is in no way encouraging any people to use drugs, although I'm sure that some people see it that way. But what do you want from me? And if you sniff Bactine, you'll die. So try it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show.
Sir, you know what? I've been wanting to say this, and I've been saying it to the radio. Shut up and listen. What you need
yes,
to do
exactly.
is if you have any information to pass along that's so important, you'll freely pass it along. And
I'll
if you are a black person, the last woman that you spoke with, you spoke very derogatory of black people.
No, I did
you
not.
Said
I told
speak
you,
with a, you asked her, did she speak with a lot of black people? And then you asked her, where are you working? At a suicide hotline?
That's right, because a lot
that's
of the black
you need to
a
be.
Lot of African-American people
because you are absolutely
on the verge of killing themselves. Because I know, I read, I witnessed
you know
a
what? Your congregation isn't as smart as you think they are.
I
because if they were, they would have dismissed you a long time ago.
Sister, I would tell you this, but
that's
I believe
ridiculous.
That George W. Bush is wrong.
They're not as smart as you think that they are.
Who you
okay?
Who you voting for?
If I was them, I'd be ashamed to have someone like you saying
that. Who are you voting for?
The congregation.
I just want to know who you're voting for, that's all.
None of your business who I'm voting
None
for.
None of my beeswax.
It is.
But
none
you gotta
of
put
your
George
business.
So you gotta put George Bush in there. You don't want to let
and
me know
I
you
do
did
it. Maybe he can help get rid of people like you.
You know, if I voted for George W. Bush, I'd kill myself too.
Well, then hurry up and do it. You know, maybe that's, we need to get rid of idiots like you because, you know, people struggle to vote along for black people to be able to vote. And then we come up with some idiots
right.
like you. It's ridiculous.
It's really true. I mean, you know.
Everybody's time. And it's a sad shame that you got all this airtime to show how much of an idiot you are.
I'm an idiot?
You're
going to go out and vote
are.
For George Bush? George
yes,
W. Bush.
Sir, you are an idiot.
Oh, it's driving
you
me out of my
nothing
mind.
To say, and then you're trying to rip people off for a dollar and a quarter. To pass along information that you say to
my
keep
pamphlet is
Bush
$1.50. My pamphlet is $1.50.
What if I was too poor to even pay you $1.25 for it? Why don't you give the information out freely?
I misspoke. It's $1.50.
Because you're trying to be a total ripoff.
No, ma'am, I am not.
You're trying to get a silver spoon in your mouth that you weren't born with.
No, ma'am, I am not.
Just being
I am
a
trying
hypocrite.
To give some truth.
And get down on your knees and pray for your own soul because you have totally misrepresented everybody.
I pray for myself. I pray for all of my
That's
people.
A sad shame, sir.
I pray for
you know,
white
I really feel sorry. And I'm still hoping that this is all a joke.
Man, the only thing that's a joke is our political process that has excluded the black man and
you
the black woman
to take
from
the time
participation
and
in it.
Handle it in the
and
right
this political
way
process has
you
excluded the minority people from being a part of it.
You know
and
what?
Our political process has excluded all women,
you're so
all Indians.
Listening to yourself that you will never hear anybody else. How do you even know what George Bush represents? Because you're talking all the time.
Can I get an amen?
You are talking all the time. You have not heard what anybody has to say. You
I just want to hear an amen.
You should be sick of yourself.
Ma'am, every time I preach in my church, they say amen. Why don't you say amen?
Because they're sick. Well, why aren't they following along with you with their amens?
How
if
about
you can't
hallelujah?
Get them to vote for George Bush.
Mr. Henry, my understanding was I
why
came on your
program.
Why don't
they vote for George Bush if they're amening you?
They are
amen. Why are they? You talk
that's
about
right. I mean, the lady's talking. If they're going to amen you and they're voting for Bush, they're not going to amen you, okay?
Why'd you amen me?
Yeah, why?
Who, me?
Because you're an idiot.
Okay, how about this? Amen.
I was all wrong. Now you think it's all funny. You think it's funny to join up with a white man, the black, the left, the black man?
I think it's funny that, are you black?
Am I black? Are you black?
Are you black?
I am an African-American male, but I live in the world. So I can say truthfully and with the love of Jesus in my heart that I'm all colors.
Give me a break. You have talked yourself so much that you even believe that.
Give me an amen.
You are ridiculous. I can't believe it. You got to go laugh at
yourself.
Amber,
you
want to
get a lot of black
program.
People on your program to laugh at a brother? And listen to that. That's the ultimate failure in our society,
you
a black woman
a
laughing at a black man.
You're
you,
trying
Mr.
To get
Henry,
don't blame me for that.
Poor people.
You laughing at a brother?
You're trying to get $1.25. How many
no, I said $1.50.
How many pamphlets?
A dollar.
How many pamphlets?
I've sold six.
How many did you print out? How many did you print out?
I printed out 1,000.
Because you want money, right?
Ma'am, I am trying to free the minds of the people of my congregation.
No.
Why, you want to keep them shackled to the same old lie.
No, you're keeping them shackled by taking the tithing from them. You're taking making them pass the basket around more than once, and then you want the last $1.25 that they got.
A man's got to eat, don't he?
You got to rip off the people that you're trying to save. Same on you. Shame
you know, Mr. Henry,
you.
I think it's a sad thing where a white man, a white host of this radio show, has got a black woman making fun of a black man.
No,
don't blame. Wait a second.
Like
don't blame me for this,
help.
Okay?
No, it's a sad
you
day, a sister
no
going after a brother like this on a white
you
man's
need
radio
no
show.
Help, sir. I'm calling you to tell you could humiliate the whole
Jesus
black
was not humiliated.
Like
Mary Magdalene stood by, and Mary stood by Jesus.
See, but Jesus
you don't
was
stand
no
by.
Fool. That was the difference. You are. Jesus was no fool. You are. Now
that
go
hurts.
Home and pray for yourself.
That hurts.
You go pray for yourself because you are a plumb idiot. Now, I hope this is a joke. Now, tell me it's a joke.
A joke?
Yeah,
sister,
tell me that you've just been a total
I
joke.
I only wish it was a joke. I feel so heavy in my heart tonight.
I feel sorry for you.
I feel heavy in my heart
what's
tonight.
What's the name of your congregation so I can send them a letter?
My congregation's there goes my car alarm.
Idiot.
Hold on.
You got to have that car alarm going off. I believe you just got something sitting there.
This guy.
You don't even have a car with an alarm.
The dude has to go down and shut off his car alarm again.
He doesn't have one. That's just an alarm he's got.
Wait
no
a second. Wait a minute. Are you telling me he's got an alarm somewhere
I'm
in the room?
I'm telling you he just got something to pretend like an alarm going off.
When he gets back to the phone, Mike, I want you to ask him that, okay?
He's ridiculous.
If he's got some fake alarm.
It is a fake.
I want to ask you something.
What?
You got a fake car alarm in the room?
I beg your pardon, sir?
Have you got a fake car alarm in the room?
And this, I bet this Jezebel's got you believing that, right? Yeah, listen to her laugh. Yeah.
Where are you calling from, the payphone?
I'm calling you a Jezebel.
You calling from the payphone?
I'm calling from my office.
You know what?
For you
I learned a long time ago that
no
names don't hurt
alarm.
Me.
If you have a real car alarm, do me a favor. Go out there and turn the bloody thing off.
He doesn't have one.
I got a car.
You from the payphone.
I'll tell you right now.
And then he's listening to some other idiot when to let this thing go off.
I got a kicking stereo system.
Like he's that important.
I got to watch my Mercedes. I got a kicking stereo system worth a lot of money in there.
Oh, well, listen at you. What a hypocrite.
A hypocrite? What? Why?
You know what? If the alarm, they've been stole that a long time ago. Get on out of here. Who you think you
I got a 1964 Lincoln Continental. I got to have all up. And
you
I
know
you
what? That same Jesus that you say you got in your heart can take it away from you right now. Look at it. It's going down the road.
Phil Henry. Phil Henry. Phil Henry. Phil Henry. Phil Henry.
Corina, Corina, why you been so long? Tell me, Corina, why you been so long? I haven't had no loving since you've been gone. I love Corina. I tell the world I do.
I was in pain, but it hurt good.
Well, I love Corina. Tell the world I do.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I hope someday she will come to love me too.
I couldn't even get in a car.
Corina, Corina.